This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdahl. Procter & Gamble made a big announcement today. The Cincinnati-based company makes more consumer products than any other company in the world. And it's announced it's going to divest itself, sell, or discontinue more than half its brands, 90 to 100 of them. P&G started in the 19th century with just one product, soap. So how did it get this big, and why has it decided to slim down? Sally Herships reports.
Two ingredients. That's all Procter & Gamble needed to launch its enormous empire of brands.
Fat and oils.
Fat and oils. David Steyer is co-author of Rising Tide, Lessons from 165 Years of Brand Building at Procter & Gamble.
Originally, those were the key ingredients of soap.
Ivory, to be exact. Dyer says once P&G worked what, at the time, was considered business magic, branding a commodity like soap, it took its technology and moved on to shortening, peanut butter, detergents. The rest is corporate history. But now P&G is getting rid of lots of brands it worked hard to develop.
I'm actually surprised it's taken this long.
Barbara Kahn teaches marketing at Wharton. She says the company has a lot of redundant products, like shampoo, not just Head & Shoulders, but also Herbal Essences, Pantene, and Vidal Sassoon, which, when you think about marketing, used to make sense.
So it used to be three networks, and everybody watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, and women who stayed at home and watched soap operas.
Kahn says it was much easier to build brand awareness then than now. Markets today are increasingly global, which can be increasingly difficult for companies like Procter & Gamble. Erin Lash is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
Some of their struggles have resulted from the fact that they have maybe tried to get into too many categories in too many regions.
Lash says tastes and preferences vary. You can't always take a product like razors that work in the U.S. and easily transport it to an emerging market. Procter & Gamble hasn't announced which brands it will be shaving away, but the company does say the products it's holding on to account for almost all of its profit. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.